We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. The game is Tough Ass Trivia. How does it work? One very difficult trivia question. Get it right? Bam. Two Guys Named Chris t-shirt. That's what we're working with today, folks.
Okay?
That's it.
In the wine business, it's called the dregs.
We are down to the dregs. All right? Let's just face it.
But the fun is equivalent to...
It remains.
As if the tickets were to see the Rolling Stones.
It remains. That's exactly
right.
In
your backyard.
That's right. We're also going to throw in a Two Guys Named Chris sticker. All right? So that's more fun. That's like, again, more dregs. However, if you only want the sticker... You can get help from Biggie or Chris Demp, or you can go multiple choice, okay?
Do you think anyone will voluntarily shoot for the sticker and sticker alone?
Let's hope not. I didn't even do multiple choice for some of these. Knowing.
Oh,
surely.
You're the dregs of your end.
The total dregs here. And you will note that B.B. Shea is not here today doing his rap. I meant to mention that earlier. He is out of town.
You should have heard the calls.
Where is it?
Where's the wrap?
I was late for work waiting for it.
Where's the wrap? No, didn't have it today. He is taking a well-deserved four-day weekend. He's got a lot of vacation coming his way. Reaffirming what Chris Dim says, nobody's taking roll call around here. We just go when we want. Jason is on to play the game. Hello, Jason. How are you?
Doing good, guys. Hope you are.
Doing real well. Here's your question. What famous inventor coined the term greenhouse effect in 1917?
Let's just say Nikola Tesla.
What is not Nikola Tesla? That's a good guess, though. No.
He's the man who invented the medium we're using right now.
Yeah, that's right. You'd say
radio.
Maybe. Tesla, I thought Marconi invented radio.
It's always been conflicting reports about who was first.
Mm-hmm. But Tesla, well, I think more people go with Tesla now, but Marconi...
Played the Mamba.
Listen to the radio. Don't you remember?
It's in the song.
Don't you remember? That's how I got it. The answer is Alexander Graham Bell.
What year?
He coined the term in 1917. He had invented the telephone 30 or 40 years.
He was still living?
He was still living in 1917.
Oh, my God. I thought it was Einstein.
And he made the term greenhouse effect. No. But
I meant Edison. I was thinking Edison.
Bell invented the telephone 40 years earlier, then came up with the term greenhouse effect, which you still hear to this day.
He died in 1922, Alexander Graham Bell.
How old was he when he died?
75.
So 70 when he came up with that, when they started using that term. Tack, how are you, sir?
Great, guys. How are y'all this morning? P1 Salisbury.
Thank you very much. Right. Here's your question. What does ZIP stand for, as in zip code?
God. zip code. Zone in place. I don't know.
Good guess. Got one word. Zone is correct. Chris Dim probably knows
it. I can't remember what it is anymore, daggone it.
They used to not have zip codes, so when they made it, they called it a zone improvement plan. So the plan itself stood for zip code. It's your zone improvement plan code. And they were going to change it, but they just kept calling it zip codes. And so I was, all right, that's it. That's your zip code.
I used to work with a disc jockey back in the glory days of radio, the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just a part-time guy at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And our radio station did a lot of stuff by mail back then, Easy 104.
Of course.
And when you would have to give the address on the radio because websites didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And he would always say at the end, it's like Moorfield Park, Richmond, Virginia, zip it up, 23226.
Oh, he'd say that. That's
he'd say,
good.
Zip it up.
Now, my mentor, Jeff, in the 90s, when he would get prize information from the caller, he'd say, give me your address. And they'd say it. And he goes, what's your zipper? And they would say, 27203. All right. I like that. Zip it up.
Zip it up. If you ask your kids, do they know their zipper?
Nah. Remember, my son didn't realize that you had to pay to send something through the mail.
Through the mails. Yes, that's right.
He wanted like a bunch of clothing mailed him. And my wife said, well, I'm going to pay all that money to mail you clothes. You get it next time you're home. He goes, what are you talking about? That costs money.
It just shows up in the box.
It costs money. He didn't know where to go get it. Wanders around, hopes it falls into his lap. And he's trying to go out of state now. He's trying to go over to Tennessee.
More mail. Further.
Yeah.
Got to go over the mountains.
That's right. We shall see. Keith, hello, how are you?
Hey, what's up, P1? Love the show.
Thanks very much. Currently, the oldest player in the NFL and the youngest player in the NFL play on the same team. What team?
Oh, that's a father-son. Isn't it Harrison and Harrison Jr.? No, that's not right. Oh, gosh. Is it Harrison and Harrison Jr.? Can you tell me that?
It is not Harrison and Harrison Jr., no.
But you asked for the team.
Yeah, just give us the team. That's all you need is the team.
Indianapolis Colts.
It is not the Indianapolis Colts. So really, if you
Harrison was a Colt.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know the Harrison Jr. story. But if you just thought of the oldest player, you'd have had it right. It's the New York Jets. Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers is 40. He was born December 2nd, 1983. Braylon Allen, their running back, was born June 20th, 2004. He's 20. So Rodgers is 20 years older than his running back.
We talk about college football from time to time. I can't remember how this has even happened, but they have a kid on Alabama who was a star
17.
Receiver who was 17. Did he skip or accelerate high school?
He must have. I don't know how that worked either. I saw him against Georgia just light it up.
I know you can reclassify.
Mm-hmm. Usually they do that too late.
The other way.
Yeah, exactly. My son said it was a real moment for him, and I remember this moment when I was in my teens, realizing that the guy on the field just running circles around Georgia was a year and a half younger than him. That didn't happen, for a long time. I remember I was watching, when I was in college, I was a sophomore watching a USC Trojan game, and the quarterback was Todd Marinovich, and he was like this...
He's built to be the most successful QB ever.
Phenom freshman. It was weird because he was playing starting quarterback as a freshman, and they put his age up there at 18, and I was 19. I was like, oh, my God, I'm older than him. And I just... Because he's on the stage. He's in the Rose Bowl playing football.
Mm-hmm.
When that starts to
happen...
Look
at you.
Yeah, and you're just like, dang, what am I doing with my life?
You're eating footlongs at Subway.
Big time. And... Or over at Sally's, getting a footlong playing mall putt. This guy's on TV playing Marinovich in the Rose Bowl. Here I am just, eating a hot dog.
Jacking it.
Exactly. Not to Marinovich, right?
No, I didn't jack it to Marinovich. Maybe. I mean, he threw a good spiral. Guy threw a real good ball.
But boy, what a burnout, too.
Totally.
I mean, flamed out like a comet.
Totally. His whole thing was he never had a Big Mac, he never had a Coke, all that stuff.
Well, his dad raised him to be like a superstar NFL quarterback from the age of two.
Yep, that's right. And he hates his father.
Yeah.
Because he pressed him so hard. And then later...
Do you know his story, Biggie?
Oh, he was...
No, Todd Marinovich. I know the name.
Yeah, but it might be worth looking up.
They do a 30 for 30 on him, and he and his father don't get along now. And apparently he was lying, too. Like, he had smoked a lot of pot while he was in high school, and his father didn't know. But his father didn't let him have any sugar, any fried foods. He did play for the Raiders for a bit.
Yeah.
He had a little bit of an NFL career. Scott is on to play. Hello, Scott. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing real well, thanks. Here's your question. What's the official name of the ship on the Love Boat?
Ooh, that's a little bit out of my age range.
I know what you mean.
Can I ask them?
Yes, of course, and he'll get it. Chris Dem, what's the ship on the Love Boat, the cruise ship?
Man. Is it the Princess of the Sea or Seas?
He says Princess of the Seas.
Let's go with it.
Well, it's not quite right. I'm going to give it to you, though. The Pacific Princess.
Oh,
the
Pacific Princess. Yeah, okay.
We're going to give you a bumper sticker for that, okay?
Now, we have to mail it.
What's your zipper? Zip it up.
We should just... Write the address on the back of the sticker, don't you think?
Yes, probably so, I guess. Biggie, get his information, get his tax codes, make sure.
Yeah, invoice him on this. He's going to have to 1099 it.
Yes, that's the Pacific Princess. It would go out on
Pacific Princess.
That's right. And it had the lady on the side of it when you see it. Jeff, hello, how you doing?
I am doing awesome.
The character who made the most appearances on Seinfeld outside of the four main characters was Ruthie Cohen. What was her profession on the show?
I can't believe this. I know this.
Mm-hmm.
She is the cash register attendant at Monk's Cafe.
Boy. Absolutely
nice.
Owned it. Absolutely owned it. We'll give you
well earned.
How about a Joan Jett CD? Would you like a Joan Jett CD? We're cashing out the prize club.
We got some. We got some of H.R. Barry's old shirts over here.
Oh yeah, we got
a Redbird T-shirt.
H.R. Barry's pre-worn and dingy yellow Redbird T-shirt is up for grabs here today. They're too. They're baggy on him, so they'll fit me perfectly. So he says.
LOL.
LOL. Daryl, hello. How are you?
Good morning. I need to go back to a few years ago when Ichiro retired. It made me older than all Major League Baseball players.
Oh, you know, man. You're old. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a moment.
It's a face slapper for sure when you start to see those players be younger than you. Because forever, they're, you know, of course, you're young and you consider them like grown-ups. Mm-hmm.
Wait till you see all your friends start having grandkids.
Oh,
your peer group.
Oh, I know.
Grandkids.
I know.
I'll tell you this. It's sports for me. It feels like it's finally happening. There was a player for Duke, Carlos Boozer.
Oh, yeah. His kid.
And I loved him growing up. I mean, I thought he was great. And then I saw where his two sons just signed
going to
play at Duke. And I thought, my God.
Twin Boozers.
Because to me, he's still,
he's,
you know, 20 years old dunking on people.
You got a pair of Boozers coming in.
Yeah.
That's right. I know. And there was somebody else the other day that, it was Chad Pennington was playing for the Jets, and I thought, this is Pennington, or in college, Chad Pennington was playing. I was like, Pennington played years ago. It's his son, you know.
Of course, yeah.
It's kids playing. Oh, no. Okay, Daryl, here's your question. Are you ready? Here we go.
Yes.
Some people who listen to contemporary Christian music count what is referred to as JPMs in the song. What does JPM stand for in contemporary Christian music?
Well, I've never heard this. I would assume the J has to mean Jesus. Jesus.
What's that? JPM.
Jesus picked me.
That's your Jesus per minute count.
Okay.
Well, I kind of guessed that because in dance music, they have beats per minute. Nope. BPM is
this
a big
is your, deal. Thank you very much, Daryl. Good guess.
I tried.
This is your Jesus per minute count, and they try to pack it full.
Is it true the higher the song, the higher the count, the better, or is it random?
I don't know. I'm ashamed to say I don't listen to a lot of Christian music. I should, but I do not. Let's go to Jim. Hello, Jim. How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys this morning?
Doing really well, thank you. Here's your question. What is the most commonly spoken Native American language?
So I'm looking for like a tribe?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like a,
yep, that's right.
All right. Cherokee.
Navajo.
Navajo.
Navajo. Yep. Sorry. Good try. One more player. It's Randy Robert.
Lort.
Randy Robert, I will warn you, we have 30 seconds. Here is your question.
Bringing up the rear.
Right, this is it. There are four state capitals named after presidents. Name three of them.
30 seconds, Meyer.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yes. My God, you got 10 seconds. You got 10 seconds.
I can't think of any others.
I'm sorry.
I bet if we'd given him 5 minutes.
I do too.
Yeah, you gave him that question.
Can't do it.
It's at 30 seconds.
Forget it.